Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Welcome to our 500th freaking episode. We have a great show coming up and a huge announcement to make, so wait for that. But first, let's take a trip back to the past, shall we? Welcome to the first episode of Stu Does America. Before you do anything, look around for the magical button called subscribe and click it. This tells the universe, of course, that you want shows like this that feature smart analysis, dumb laughs, and only occasionally the opposite. Coming up, Bernie is going to use his piping hot sex appeal to sell socialism. Glenn Beck stops by to talk about Ukraine, coronavirus, and how he seems to think that he has some level of control over the show. And AOC explains economics and racism with the IQ of a hamster. Yes, that was over 2 years ago. Or maybe it was 11. Who the hell can tell anymore? But now, it is Year of Our Lord, 2022. And yes, Bernie Sanders is still shelling out his stupid, sexy socialism. Glenn Beck is still trying to control my show and my life. And AOC still has the brain of a hamster that a toddler threw against the wall. So those are the things that are the same, but what has changed since February of 2020? Well, this pesky little coronavirus bug became a global pandemic. We had a president back in the day without dementia. Russia was just kinda at war with Ukraine. Inflation was at normal levels, not destroying our entire economy. We were still in Afghanistan. Greta Thunberg was plastered all over your media, yelling at us in that awful, awful voice. How dare you? Minneapolis hadn't been reduced to ash by Antifa, yet following the George Floyd ruling. The 2020 election that would nearly kill everyone's hopes was still 9 months away. The border was relatively secure-ish. Not to mention Ruth Bader Ginsburg was still alive. John Lewis, Chadwick Boseman, Alex Trebek, Kirk Douglas, Sean Connery, Regis Philbin, Jerry Stiller, Van Halen, Little Richard, Kobe Bryant, and of course, many, many more. So please, please, please tell me that you didn't forget about all of them. And you didn't forget about the murder hornets. That happened too in the interim. After hearing all of that, the truth is clear. This show has really screwed this country up.
Stu Does America.
The most important thing you can do in your life right now is click like or subscribe or whatever you can to support the show. We do appreciate it. Even after 500 episodes, blazetv.com/stu is the place to go to subscribe to Blaze TV. Use the code Stu to save 10 bucks. Today, we get Glenn Beck Radio, the band, back together. We talk to Glenn Beck, Pat Gray, and even Jeff Fisher tonight. I have a huge announcement coming up at the end of the show that I think you've been waiting for, but hang around for that. We start by doing 500 episodes. It's been 500 freaking episodes we've been together, and what a glorious run it has been. I will say this, sincerely, thank you. Thank you so much for showing up to this stupid show every night. I thank you so much for hanging out and sharing spreading the word. Thank you so much for, you know, buying Nancy Pelosi sucks pens. Thank you so much for all the stuff that you guys have done to make this show a success, the one that's still in the air after 500 episodes, which who could have possibly imagined it? Certainly not me. We have seen incredible growth over the past couple of years. We've been setting records just the past few weeks, just set a brand new record for overall listens. We're up, I think it was something like 36% so far this year. You guys just keep coming back, and we really do appreciate that. It means a lot because, honestly, we spend a decent amount of time. It's just a couple of us working on this show, and, we just kind of try to do this every day and give you some sort of perspective and hopefully make it mildly entertaining on occasion. I had forgotten about that sort of slogan I mentioned in the clip we played earlier, which was smart analysis, dumb laughs, and only occasionally the opposite. That really has been what this show has become. And I hope you appreciate that in some way. We really do here appreciate you. We're going to be talking to Glenn Beck. We're going to be talking to Jeffy. We're going to be talking to Pat Gray about the news of the day and a bunch of kind of reflections about everything going on in the world and what has happened over the past couple of years, because it has been, let's be honest about it, a catastrophe. Well, ever since this show came on the air, our country has been in a constant state of catastrophe. That's where we have been. We apologize for bringing it on. A lot of people blame us for all of it. And honestly, you know, we're just selfish enough to believe it. Now, it was our 500th episode. We decided we wanted to have a cake made for the show. Do we have it? Yeah, bring it in. Now, one thing I will tell you, we did not have the budget for a cake. So we've come up with this. Here it is. We have 500th episode pudding. Because that's all we could afford. Can we show the overhead shot here? There it is. 500 episodes. Okay, that technically says 500 episodes. So we did not even have the budget, however, to get the wording right. But we will celebrate with some 500 episode pudding. I have my handy-dandy spoon that I always, if you didn't know this, 500 episodes, always have a giant spoon in this pocket, just in case a big bowl of pudding comes around. So thank you. Cheers. If you're at home with your 500 episode pudding, cheers to you and yours as we celebrate a giant bowl of pudding that God only knows what they actually put in this, but down the hatch. I gotta say, pudding. I know Joe Biden loves pudding, and I'm with him on that. Pudding is good, and I love it. Happy 500 episodes. Glenn Beck's coming up next.
Who does America?
Oh, what a show. It makes sense why people get life insurance, probably because they're going to kill themselves after eating giant bowls of rancid pudding. Especially term coverage, which is surprisingly affordable if you've never looked into it. Why not pay a little money, little money each month? To protect the ones you love. That's kind of a basic thing. If you're going to do this, choose Ladder. Ladder is 100% digital. There's no doctors. There's no needles. There's no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, you can just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Just need a few minutes and a phone call or laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. You can cancel at any time. You get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. How awesome is this? Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+. By AM Best. Since life insurance costs more when you age, you better get on this bandwagon now. Go to ladderlife.com/stew today to see if you're instantly approved. LADDER life.com/stew. ladderlife.com/stew. Well, it's felt like 50,000 episodes, but no, it's only been 500. And today we celebrate kind of getting the old gang back together with Glenn Beck, Pat Gray, Jeff Fisher, all on the same program. Could you possibly be more excited? Probably. His newest special, of course, when we're talking about Glenn Beck, is coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after the show. It's called Biden's Border Bloodbath, The Deadly Crisis Exposed. Glenn, thanks for coming on the program. 500 episodes, aren't you excited?
I am, and I noticed that you had it kind of cheapens this a little bit, because mm-hmm. I was going to give you for 500 episodes.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You got your mug, mm-hmm. and then there is this. Do you recognize this mug by any chance?
It does seem to be Johnny Carson.
This
Johnny
is
Carson.
The cup that sat on Johnny's desk his entire career. As you take a shot there in the light, I don't know if you see that.
Could but, you make that out there? Huh? Yeah, I'll put it right here.
No, please don't. No, please don't. Let's slide. Whoa. Okay, give me the cup. And I just wanted to say this, you have that.
Yes.
This is what you get after about 14,000 episodes.
Oh, 14,000 episodes.
14,000
episodes.
That's the line. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
So you have your mug and, I have.
I mean, I don't know why everyone seems to just want to upstage me on this incredible day.
I mean,
day.
It's a cute little effort. It is. It's a cute little effort.
Mm-hmm. But. I see that. Tonight, you have a special.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's Border Bloodbath. Have we reached a bubble when it comes to alliteration on your show?
A big bubble.
A big bubble.
A big bubble.
Because Biden's Border Bloodbath is a big bubble.
Yeah.
Lots of bees. This is a big special, actually.
Yeah, though. Yeah, it is.
I mean,
it's a super special.
Despite me making fun of your title,
yeah.
This is a big one because
Named it Biden's bloodbath because that's really what it is. People are not looking at the border the way they should. This is a bloodbath. You're empowering the cartels. You're empowering whatever is happening in human trafficking, and you are killing tens of thousands of Americans with fentanyl. Mm. In any other scenario, we would be talking about the numbers of people that are dying because of this. But because it's a progressive policy, we're just going to ignore it. It's a bloodbath. It's a bloodbath.
And you're not even mentioning the fact that many of these illegal immigrants come across without masks. So
a lot
what
of them.
What kind of damage could they be doing?
Damage is happening there, yeah.
Yeah, very terrible. So this is all leading up to, we don't know for sure if it's going to be May 23rd, but this date where they release, they get rid of this Title 42 situation.
It's going to be a run for the border.
Right. I mean, we know that illegal immigrants have come to the border in hundreds of thousands, millions, really, yeah. Since Joe Biden took office. And many of them pointing out that's the reason they're there. You know, Donald Trump didn't like
Clearly.
Us. He hated us. But we know that Joe Biden loves us. He invited us to come yeah. here during the debates. And this is one of those stories that is not going away, despite how hard they're trying to hide it.
I think everybody knows. Did you see his Hispanic popularity? Mm-hmm. His Hispanic numbers are through the floor. And obviously, there's a lot of black people that aren't black because his numbers are also going through the floor with blacks. Mm. People are aware that you can only lie to them so much. Now, I thought that line would have happened long ago, but everything is going in the wrong direction. And his popularity in Hispanics has fallen to... I can't, but it's an ungodly number.
Especially when the Democratic Party is built on 70, 80, 90% approval from these more minority groups. You start knocking those down even to 50%, they're in deep trouble.
Deep trouble. Deep trouble.
Let's talk about when it comes to the border, his approval rating for the border is about as low as anything else. I remember right after the Afghanistan crisis where his approval rating really, it was going down before that, but it really started to tank when Afghanistan happened. And they released all the different issues, like the economy and, all these different things.
He's underwater on all of them.
Yeah, on all of them. The only one that was worse than Afghanistan, though, was the border. And that wasn't even being covered by the media. If you were to look at all the portfolio of Biden catastrophes going on right now, which one scares you the most?
Oh, God. Prioritize them?
Can you?
No, I don't think I can. What we're doing with the dollar, what we're doing with Russia, what we're doing with energy, what we're doing with the border. No, I don't think I could prioritize it. I really don't. I don't think I mean, they are all catastrophic. It's not like they're bad. Each one of them. Mm. Think of just the border. We're letting millions of people, including terrorists, we're just letting them in. We have no idea who they are. Meanwhile, DHS is looking at mom and dad who are at a PTA meeting, or a school board meeting. We just on the terror front. Then if this continues and we have food shortages, America's not going to have the food shortages that they're going to have in South America. What do you think is going to happen to our open border then?
Gosh, that's a great point. I mean, if this hits like it looks like it's going to, this could be massive just for the border. The border itself has been one of these things that have bounced around for a long time. Almost every president has had some issue on the border. But I feel like in a normal presidency, the border situation with Biden would be the biggest story. Like, we'd all be talking about it. It would be the thing that dominated conservative media, certainly. There would be all the liberal think pieces on justifying why it's okay to let all these people in without even screening them or anything. I mean, it's totally swallowed up by the news cycle.
And again, the border is something, because we've covered it for a very long time, and every time we try to cover it, Stu, what happens?
something else terrible.
Yeah, well, something else terrible. But we try to get people to talk about it, and no one will go on record.
Yeah, they'll say it to us off air.
Right. And why is that? Because of the cartels. The cartels. If you're in that area, the cartels, and we had this on radio today, and we'll talk a little bit about this tonight. Chip Roy is going to be on with me tonight. Mm. But the border guards, the border agents, and our National Guard, their cell phones are being tracked by the cartels, okay? And they are getting threats. The cartels are sending pictures to their phones and saying, you're next. You're threatening the National Guard and no one is going to talk about it? No, there's nobody that's willing to talk about it, either because of politics or because you talk about it once and you get the message, don't ever do that again.
Mm. So we're on our 500th episode today, which has only been a couple of years. If you go back to the beginning, when you first started doing talk radio, we were together doing this in New York and Connecticut way back in the day, which seems like a million years ago now, 1999.
Like four lifetimes.
Gosh. And probably one of the very first shows we did was about abortion. And we've hit it multiple, not the whole show, but talked about it because it was always a big story. Here we are 20 plus years later. Did you ever, going back to that time, ever think you'd see the day where Roe versus Wade was overturned in your lifetime?
No. But I always thought that Roe versus Wade being overturned would mean an abortion ban.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
No.
This is very logical. This is very freedom. This should be fine for everybody. California, you're going to get babies being born and then being left to die in California and Illinois and New York.
You're saying this in a tone as if it's supposed to ease
my
mind.
Well, if you're on the left, that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to get it in the Bible Belt, but you're going to get it in California and New York and probably Illinois, probably Oregon. You'll get those laws. Washington State, you should be celebrating. You should be shouting your abortion.
Mm.
But they are so desperate for total control that they're not shouting. They're shouting in another direction.
Because normally I would cheer on this way of dealing with an issue, right? Like, hey, let the states figure it out. Even with healthcare, an issue we have real strong opinions on. And, hey, okay, if Massachusetts wants to do something crazy.
But you and I and probably most of the audience know that this is murder.
I guess, and this makes us extremists, I guess, because I don't, like, this is a step in the right direction. So the states at least don't have to, a big step. They don't have to participate in this, at least, if they don't want to. However, this does not solve the problem. This is the beginning of still a very long road.
Well, we'll never solve this through fiat. We'll never solve this from government telling us what to do. Mm. It has to be a change of heart. This is a very good step, and I think, honestly, I think this court case and a couple of others that are still coming, assuming that they go, I think it gives us extra time. I think God cannot bless us while we are endorsing and killing children. He can't. And I think we've run out of all of our IOUs. You know what I mean? The founders, did some great things. And, so we got God's favor. And I think he's like, but I think this might actually give us more time, might give us a fighting chance, because we need God's protection. And any state that says, no, we're not going to kill children, I think we'll get God's protection. It's going to be tough.
It's certainly better than the alternative.
Can you imagine living in California? If you lived in California, believe what we did, wouldn't you now for sure, absolutely, positively go, we are going to slide into the ocean?
Yeah.
Because we are now going so far.
Yeah.
We're just evil on everything.
It's just an amazing story. It's been an amazing couple of years, I will tell you that. Glenn Beck, the new special tonight, Biden's Border Bloodbath, the Deadly Crisis Exposed. It's coming up next. Don't miss it right here on Blaze TV. BlazeTV.com/Stu is the place to go to get your subscription. You could save $10 if you use the promo code Stu. Glenn, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
You know, buying or selling a home is already one of the most stressful things you can do, and it can be 10 times worse if you're not working with the right agent. Generally speaking, our homes are our biggest investment, and that's a lot of responsibility, and that's why you need a real estate agent that you can, you know, get to understand how serious of a time this is. That's why we always talk about realestateagentsitrust.com. Realestateagentsitrust.com works with the best agents in every market. They do their homework. They talk to every agent before inviting them to join the network. And they only work with full-time professionals, no part-time or inexperienced agents. They make the introduction. They follow through the entire buying and selling process to make sure that you're satisfied. This is Glenn's company. He's been doing this, had this company for a long time, and it's been able to make the real estate transaction process a heck of a lot better for thousands and thousands of people. You can be next. Realestateagentsitrust.com is the place to go to find the best agent in your area. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Joining me now is Pat Gray, purveyor of Kexie cookies at Kexie.com, as well as Pat Gray Unleashed right here on Blaze TV. Pat, welcome to the 500th episode of Stu Does America.
Oh, it's what a momentous special occasion. Thank you for having me.
It's an incredible honor.
Thank you for it's
for
unbelievable.
You,
for me,
know?
Yes.
I mean, it must
really
be
is.
Amazing for you.
Oh, words fail.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just celebrated an anniversary of your own.
It was the 15,403rd episode of Pat Gray Unleashed.
Really?
Is that what you mean?
Oh, well, I'm surprised at how many episodes. How many do you do per day?
12.
12?
We do 12 a day.
Really?
Yeah, for 17 years.
Wow. That's seems like a lot of work.
It does. It is a lot of work. Thank you for appreciating that.
You know,
it's a lot of work.
I appreciate it. Let me ask you this. Okay. In all the 15,203 episodes you've done of Pat Gray Unleashed, did you ever at any point actually believe you would see the day that Roe versus Wade was overturned?
No, I did not. No, I mean, I think we've talked about that on occasion. I was stunned by this leaked ruling, and we'll see if it still holds up. I hope it does. But you do have to ask the question, what's next? Interracial marriage? Is that what we're going to go after next?
Hey.
LGBTQIA2+ children not being in the same classroom with hetero children?
Wait. You know, why wouldn't they be allowed in the same classroom?
Women not being allowed to vote, of course. The new Eric Swalwell thing. What's next? Would you be surprised?
Wait, why would they?
If the women's right to vote is taken away?
I'm terribly surprised, yes.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Really? Because wouldn't be. He wouldn't be surprised.
He wouldn't be surprised.
No. Now, and here's a guy who slept with a Chinese spy for 2 years. So I wouldn't think very many things surprise him.
In Eric Swalwell's case specifically, if abortion didn't exist, how many new little Chinese spies would be running around this country?
Yeah, probably dozens.
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 Right? This is all this guy seems to do, is have sex with Chinese spies.
Right.
I mean, so there's one argument on their side in their favor.
Yes.
Wait, so are they actually saying that LGBTQ children won't be allowed?
Have you not heard? I've heard that every day since the ruling.
I haven't even heard
every
that one.
Every day since the ruling.
What would the logic be?
I don't know, but that's our thought process, I guess, on the right, is we think, okay, we got this done. You know, it needs to go is whitey marrying anybody else.
Right.
But a whitey.
Huge priority for Clarence Thomas specifically.
Yeah.
He does not want interracial marriage.
Right.
Is it possible he just doesn't like Ginny and looking for this to use as a way to divorce her without actually asking?
And of course, Alito has been screaming for years that LGBTQ kids shouldn't be in classrooms with hetero kids.
Now, I'm not a historian, but was there a time in which we had separate LGBTQ?
You know, I'm not aware of it, but I'm not a historian either, and I'm not a biologist, so what do I know?
You don't even know what women are.
I don't even know that.
Because, looking at the ruling in particular, if you, take this weird step and read it, there's a whole section in there specifically designed for this dumb argument.
Yeah.
Where they said, hey, you know, Alito stepped in and he said, hey, this is a big ruling. I know what everyone's going to say. So let me address it in the ruling where I specifically say this does not touch any of these other crazy rights. It's not about interracial marriage at all.
Right.
This is something specific because we're talking about a human life here. And that has not stopped the rhetoric at all.
Not at all. In fact, it probably inspired more of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're so nuts on the left that you know, they'll yell and scream anything. They'll do anything to get their way. And who knows what they're going to do legislatively or try to do legislatively. But the lie continues that this bans abortion. Right. And it does nothing of the kind, as anybody with a brain knows. It does not ban abortion, not even in Texas. Texas would just decide their own law. And I suppose we'd keep to the 6-week rule. Maybe Oklahoma would probably do the same. California will probably continue to kill babies up to and including the birth. So, I mean, it doesn't change almost anything, really.
Yeah. And I think there will be some states. I wouldn't be surprised if Texas went with an all-out ban.
It could happen.
There's 13 states that have the trigger laws in here, right, that would change the rules if Roe versus Wade is overturned.
Yes.
Some of them seem to be, I wouldn't say complete bans, because there does seem to be exceptions in every state. I mean, for rape and incest and life of the mother.
And I would definitely make the life of the mother rule.
Yeah, right. And so that seems to be, in all of these bills, even in the most restrictive bans, it's not a full ban of the procedure. How do you see this playing out? Because I think there's this idea that, you know, it's going to be really difficult for women to get abortions. Man, I look at the landscape here. You're going to have half the country where it's legal, just straight out legal. You're going to have people ordering pills from overseas sent to them. You know, there are already abortion organizations popping up and saying, hey, if we can't do abortions, what we're going to do is we're going to take that money and we're going to use it to transport women out of state so they can get them. I mean, I'm not saying there will be no change from this. There obviously, this is a major moment and I don't want to underplay it. But like the actual amount of abortions, are they going to decrease by a really noticeable amount?
I'd like to think so. Yeah. I hope so, but they probably won't. They probably won't. I mean, you've already got corporations stepping in like Amazon, who's going to pay their employees $4,000 to go get an abortion somewhere else. If, say, Texas would ban it, they'll just give you $4,000. It's not going to cost anybody $4,000 to get an abortion in California or Arizona or New Mexico. So people are actually going to make money on their abortions, apparently, from Amazon. But, you know, there's still going to be a way to have one if you desperately want to have one.
If you had to schedule now and plan an abortion vacation, where would you take it? What luxurious vacation spot would you go to if you needed to get an abortion?
Huh. That's a tough question. Probably Illinois.
Really? Of all places?
Yeah, Illinois, I think, would be my dream.
I'm interested in
vacation, abortion vacation.
Just a big Lori Lightfoot fan?
Yeah, I love her. I love her.
Yeah. She's done such a good job in that
series. She has, hasn't she?
She really has. It's really been a delight.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, we keep looking at this stuff and you know, you see the Supreme Court is supposedly this ultra-conservative court. Yet I look at their rulings, and generally speaking, they're not. I mean, we've been disappointed by them over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Now you have 6 justices, though. You can lose Roberts and still get this ruling. What percentage here should we be afraid that this is going to change and come back against us once again? I mean, it feels still too good to be true.
It does. It does. It was such a nice, pleasant surprise to begin with. I don't know, 50-50? I don't have total confidence in them. I really don't.
You can tell you've been a conservative for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, we've been beaten down for so long that this kind of ruling, like you said, is hard to believe. It seems too good to be true.
How does this affect the midterms? Because there's an idea out there that this is going to galvanize the left. It's going to make people in the middle who just want to make sure they have those abortions whenever they need them. And it's going to turn the tides against the Republican Party. Number one, do you think that's going to happen? Number two, is it worth it even if it does?
I don't have a lot of confidence in Republicans either. So it may affect the midterms adversely with Republicans because they don't do a good job of educating people. You know, the left is shouting out all these lies, and Republicans running for office are just kind of letting them do it. Whereas they should be educating people that this is not the end of abortion. If you want an abortion, you can still get an abortion somewhere, sometime. But if they don't do that, I think it might hurt them because of all the lies that are being told.
It's like The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
We actually highlighted an AOC tweet yesterday where she retweets someone who takes a quote from the opinion and says they specifically are targeting Obergefell, the gay marriage decision, and the decision about interracial marriage. And it is literally the first line of a paragraph that ends in him saying this does not apply to those cases. It's like, yes, you could make the argument that these things could be affected. However, they won't be affected. And yet they will come out. That's how brazen they are. They literally don't care whether they're even telling the truth or whether it can be easily disproved.
Yeah, not in the least. And like you said, Alito made the point specifically so that this wouldn't happen. And yet it still does. Mm. But we have liars in the White House. We have liars in the media. And they're getting together and they tell their lies every day. It's pretty effective.
It is effective, and it's very, very sad. Pat Gray, host of Pat Gray Unleashed, right here on Blaze TV. He's done 17 episodes. Wow, hundreds of episodes since we started. He is, of course, on Blaze TV. Make sure you subscribe, blazetv.com/stew. Promo code is stew. And, of course, keksi.com, K-E-K-S-I. Check out the cookies as well, the best cookies on earth. Thanks so much for stopping
by,
Pat.
Thanks.
Well, it's finally happened. The Fed is realizing the dire straits our economy is in, thanks to our loose monetary policy. This is going to be a shocker to, I think, everyone in this audience. But apparently, if you spend trillions of dollars every year, there are repercussions to that. Who knew? I mean, now that they know, I'm sure they'll change their ways. To play catch up, the Fed has been raising rates and plans to raise rates seven times this year alone. You're already starting to see those ripple effects in the housing market as people's buying power diminishes. Have you considered what could happen if the stock market or economy stalls out? You might want to consider that. Don't wait until it happens. Take some of your profits from maybe the stock market you've had over the past few years and solidify them with gold from Birch Gold. Throughout history, gold has maintained value better than any other investment in the world. If you text STU to 989898, you'll get a free zero obligation info kit about holding gold in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Again, text STU, that's me, STU, to 989898 and secure the gains you've made while you can. STU to 989898 and protect your future with gold. It's our 500th episode. We're doing a little throwback today. We got the whole radio crew back together for a special episode. Glenn Beck, of course, Pat Gray, and now we are joined by the one and only Jeff Fisher.
Yay! Yes. Thank you.
He's
thank
the host
you.
Of the...
Congratulations, Stu.
Thank you.
I didn't realize that today was your 500th episode.
It wow. is. It is very exciting. Chewing the Fat is the podcast that, of course, you host. It's right here on Blaze TV. Don't, of course, miss it. We have a big announcement coming up as well here in just a couple of minutes. So, Jeffy. Welcome
Stu,
to the 500th
you.
Episode.
You know, I was listening to Glenn talk about Mexico and you know how terrible it is there and how the cartels are pretty much running everything. They just talked today about they have hundreds of journalists in Mexico City protesting how come the deaths of journalists aren't being investigated. Mm-hmm. And they just reported that two more journalists were killed. So, I mean, the cartels are saying, wow. Oh, you guys are protesting? No. No, we're going to kill you.
How does this happen in modern society?
They've already killed 11 journalists in Mexico this year already.
So they killed 11, and then they went out to protest the 11 that were dead.
Well, they killed nine. I think they killed nine. They've killed nine.
They went out to protest those, and then they took two of them out of that group.
Yeah.
Good God.
Unbelievable.
You watch all these shows now, and no spoilers here, but I'm in the last part of Ozark at the moment. And, like, you watch it, and you're just like, these cartels really, and again, that's just a show, but like you realize how true to life a lot of these shows are.
It doesn't stop.
They don't stop. They just keep killing people and killing people. And the government, no matter whether the president of Mexico or these South American leaders are dedicated to taking the cartels out, or
are they
the alternate, which is usually the case that they are, you know, working with them and making money and keeping the status quo. But it doesn't really seem to matter. They just keep growing in power.
Yeah, keep sending more, and they have more money. And it's just, I mean, those that say no to the millions of dollars die.
Yeah.
And those that say yes, I mean, you end up pretty much dying at the end. So everybody dies in the end, Stu.
That's the way it all
That's
ends
just
for all
the
of
way
us.
It goes.
Just no matter how early it occurs. So what's your take on like the idea that maybe legalizing drugs here?
100%. What? I don't know.
Of course. I don't know what I'm asking. But there is that case that has been popping around for a long time, this sort of, I guess, sort of libertarian case, that if you were to legalize drugs here, then like Bear would be making heroin again and serving it up to everybody on the corner. I mean, and in theory, there's no use for the cartels at that point because there's no profits to be made.
But that's not holding true, though, right? I mean, we've seen legalization, not again. 100%. Let it go.
That's just because you want to do it. That's not, I'm saying as a policy perspective, not a personal preference.
But they've already done it, right? They've legalized marijuana, I mean, almost.
Yeah. In most of the country.
Universally, yeah. And we still have the problem because of taxes and, you know, this pot might not be as good as the other marijuana that I can get from the store, but I can get it cheaper, and it's just, you know, it's just, I get this over here.
So it doesn't
It really doesn't seem to have worked.
Sometimes, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes that does work. Well, like digital music is an example of this, like where you had the Napsters of the world, right, that were out there doing all their crazy stuff. Everyone's downloading the stuff for free. And they were like, okay, well, now as a music company, I'm going to embrace this, and I'm going to start selling these songs. And you saw that the Napsters eventually went away. With this, it does not seem to be the case. I mean, I was just across, I took a trip to Oklahoma this past weekend, and I drove.
The reason you want to go to Oklahoma.
It was a wedding. It was fun. You know, it was great. But you cross that border from Texas to Oklahoma, right across the border.
Right there.
Big dispensary, medical marijuana. Yeah, I don't feel so good. Please give me pot. That's right there, right across the border. Yeah. And that's Oklahoma. That's not, you know, Colorado. That's not New York. That's not California. I mean, this is, it is widely available
but
for
Stu,
people.
But, that's not the hard stuff.
So you think
that's not, I mean, that's not, marijuana just leads to the hard stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a gateway drug.
Yeah, well.
Again, 100%.
Yeah, I know you're in.
Legalize
we got
it.
That. The fentanyl thing, though, is big. I
mean, it's terrible, right?
It
and
really
we're losing lives, and it's being mixed in because it's cheaper. And, you know, what we're not, also, we're, you know, not only are we losing the junkies and we're saying, you know, well, they're addicted. Of course, they're doing this. But we're losing the recreational users. You know, the sheriffs are talking about people that, you know, you go out with your friends once a month, like you used to. And, like, you know, you run to a wedding in Oklahoma and you buy some cocaine. You get some pot.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you just do it. The cocaine of yesteryear isn't the cocaine of today. And so if it's mixed with the fentanyl more than anything else, you could overdose. And that's what's happening.
It's happening to kids.
Yeah.
You know, kids who are, you know, maybe taking like you know, an Adderall type pill, which of course they shouldn't be doing, but like,
no, they
shouldn't
should not
kill you.
But well, that's the, you know, that's the prescription drugs that they're buying online that are getting mixed like that. Cause those are counterfeit, right? You're not, the odds are of you getting one that's mixed with fentanyl going to your local Walgreens or CVS is not going to happen.
Yeah, basically
right?
not.
It's the ones that you're ordering online.
But this is a huge problem.
Huge.
I remember we did this with you when you were on Pat and Stu one day, and we had you up in front of a big map or screen or something. And we remember this? And
yes.
We did the graph of
I remember me being pretty close.
Well, you know your drugs. There's no question about that. It was like the cocaine crack deaths, the crack epidemic, as compared to the fentanyl epidemic. This is years ago.
Yeah.
And it's not even close.
No, now it is not even close. It's
100,000 overdose deaths in a year.
No, it's really sad.
It really is. And I get this sense that, like, you know, the media take on this is, well, let's blame these big pharmaceutical companies. They came up with these opioids and blah, 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 blah. And I get that. I'm not saying that no big company is ever perfect, and there's lots of problems you can find. But like, when I mean, the company
they're not making the
fentanyl,
drugs.
Right?
No, they're not doing that.
That's not like that's what's killing people. And you have this situation where, like, I mean, Purdue Pharmaceuticals is the one they blame the most. The Sackler family—they're the most evil people in the world,
can't
according
take
to the
those
media.
People anymore.
They're out of business, and I don't
Completely.
Know if people have noticed. This is still going on
Completely.
In a big way.
I mean, they're after them for the money they buried in the backyard now. Right? I mean, they're going to be lucky to be living out of a trailer.
Yeah.
That's how much we hate them now.
I know, and they. and like this is very standard, though, I think, from the way the media treats usually rich people, right? Like, if you can vilify a rich person enough, they will just keep coming after you.
Absolutely.
And it's you're just a name brand now.
Absolutely. I thought this was your anniversary.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I thought I was here to play What's the Lie, the Chewing the Fat game show. Do we
I
have
love
the music?
It. Do we have the, oh, wow. You don't have the music. Just sing it.
It's time for What's the Lie.
Okay, all right. What's the Lie? Now,
that's
Jeffy, you do this. Hold on. Let me explain that you do this on your podcast. Is it like... Once a week. I was a guest.
Once in a while, we bring in a celebrity.
Yeah.
Usually. You know, to be a contestant on the game show.
Passed in the hall. You had the janitor on last
week. Come on, stop it.
So you do this game. All right, I like this. What's the Lie?
All right.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, What's the Lie? I'll give you four headlines. One of them is not true. Mm-hmm. One of them is the lie. Mm-hmm. All right, headline number one. A dead shark was hung in a Florida high school lobby as a senior prank. Headline number two. Mm-hmm. Ohio real estate agency fined $60,000 for upselling houses by claiming Neil Armstrong lived in them. Headline number three.
What?
Danica Patrick has had her breast implants removed.
Mm.
Headline number four. Florida police officer has run over a sunbather on the beach. Those are your four headlines. One of them is a lie.
Okay.
Dead shark hung in a Florida high school lobby as a senior prank. Ohio real estate agency fined $60,000 for upselling houses, claiming Neil Armstrong lived in them. Danica Patrick has had her breast implants removed. Florida police officer has run over a sunbather on the beach. Which one is the lie?
And I'm going to talk through this a little bit. Okay. Danica Patrick, I saw her post a picture of herself without boobs. Like, without the fake boobs. And she said, I wish I could have told this person back then not to get the boob implants. So it's very possible she did get them removed. So I'm gonna eliminate that one. The real estate Neil Armstrong story, I freaking love. And it's totally the type of thing you would do if you were a real estate agent.
Why not?
100%. Yeah, Neil Armstrong, I'm pretty sure he used to live here. But that's really specific. Why Neil Armstrong? It's so weird. I'm going to cross that one out. That leaves me with the high school shark and the police officer running over a
sunbather.
I could definitely see a police officer running over a sunbather. The high school shark thing seems really bizarre. But I'm going to say, because of that, I'm going to do the game, the Princess Bride game.
I know Glenn brought a present, which he took away. But if you get this right, Stu, you could win a Blaze coffee cup.
He brought in Johnny Carson's.
If you get this right, Stu, you could get a Blaze coffee cup.
I think the fake one is the police officer running over the sunbather.
Oh, man.
You're taking the mug.
I wish you
really?
Would have won. Yeah, I wanted you to win. Bad, but that's not correct.
All right. Well, which one was it?
Neil Armstrong.
No, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were that creative. That's really annoying.
Though.
Well,
congratulations
you.
If you sold a house using that, though. Let me know.
True. That's a good idea. We should get with realestateagentsitrust.com. Get them to jack some of these prices up.
Nice.
We'll talk to Glenn about it. Jeff Fisher, he's the host of Chewing the Fat right here on Blaze TV and, of course, the podcast network. Make sure to join him on his podcast when he does this stupid game like once a week. And thank you so much for joining us with our 500th illustrious episode, Jeffy.
Oh, congratulations, Stu. I was happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out for our 500th episode. Big announcement here. As you know, we have to just do it. We have to do it. Our 500th episode anniversary Power Hour is coming. Yes, July 8th is when we're going to do it. And here's the special thing about this particular Power Hour. You can come. Yeah, you can be here. You can hang out with us as we do it. Maybe have a few drinks of your own. See if you can keep up the pace with us here at the studios. All you have to do is go to stewdoespowerhour.com. Get signed up for all the details. stewdoespowerhour.com. I will tell you, these are absolutely ridiculous, fun events. They're a total blast. And if you have an opportunity to be here for this one on July 8th, make sure you do it. stewdoespowerhour.com. Go sign up right now. We'll see you for episode 501 tomorrow.